Welcome back to another update of the Vince of the Spirit. I'm one of your hosts, Miguel.
And I am Dustin.
Hope everybody's having a great day. If you are a first-time listener, we thank you for checking us out and being here with us. We hope that you like the content. And then if you are a returning listener, we thank you for supporting us. Thank you for just being with us. And if you like what you hear, go ahead, drop a like or a comment, and just let us know things that you like and maybe things that you want to hear from us. So that way we can, we always love to hear from you guys. Dustin, do we have any updates today?
The only updates that we have are, we have a new series that's starting on Tuesday. It's a 6-part series that you guys will be getting Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. It's called What is Temptation? That's what the series will be about. That's the name of the series. Like I said, it's going to be a 6-part series that talks about it, talks about how Jesus was tempted, talks about when temptation started, talks about the different types and stuff like that. So other than that, there was one update that I wanted to give on the website, and that since it is the beginning of June, we will be releasing the website at the end of June, beginning of July. And I know that I said that we were going to drop it on the middle or in the middle of June, but we got to work some things out with the website. There was some hiccups with it. So I want to work on that, or we're in the midst of working on that. And then as far as the app situation goes, we are actually going to be pushing that back. Because of some software malfunctions, and having to switch companies since we went from Wix to Squarespace, everything's doesn't flow like I want it to. So, there was one big update, Miguel, that we had, came up with, and I feel like that since you came up with the name, and since it's you're the sole proprietor on that one, like it's your it was your idea.
Yeah.
I think you should tell them.
How we are not only launching the stuff with the mystery of the podcast, we're also going to be launching Mantle Spirit Publishing House, which the my new book series is going to be published underneath it. I'm gonna publish myself, and we're going to basically help Christian authors out. I do feel like with like The Chosen and other projects like that. I think it's a beautiful thing when we can create in a godly manner and not pass our works on to the world, having to go through secular avenues. So therefore, I decided to just go ahead and make my own avenue. And we are going to be eventually, once the launch of the book and everything goes through, we are going to be publishing other people's works. As well, and we're going to basically bring back traditional publishing, in the sense of doing it the right way.
Yeah.
Giving power back to authors, striking deals that work for both of us, and basically focusing on not only the money and the launch of it, because yes, those are very important factors, you know, your profits and stuff like that, but so is author empowerment. I think that's also a big problem, and why most people choose to go indie these days and not through traditional publishing. Mm-hmm. So our hopes is to change all that. And so that is what Mantle Spirit Publishing is going to do. It's going to do things the right way. And if the other traditional publishing houses, if they choose to continue doing what they're doing, well, then, hey, then we don't mind having your business. In Jesus' name. So That is going to be what we are focusing on. Will we be publishing other works besides Christian works? Answer is,
we don't know.
We don't know. Maybe yes. We will pray over certain projects if they are not Christian. We will not publish anything that is completely against
If it's like demonic or
witchcraft. Like just if it doesn't align with our faith, we are not going to publish it because we're not going to put our names on that, and it's not discrimination toward anybody or to make it feel or feel any kind of way. There are many other ways for you to publish books, and we're not the only ones who can do it. So we will align the things that are meaning for us, because that's the whole purpose of this, is because it is to kind of bring back a new look of entertainment toward the Christian world. And like I told you guys, like with the books, like I like fantasy, I like everything that it entails, but it doesn't always align with my faith. And so that we want to be able to bring a safe place, whether it's fantasy, mystery, romance, whatever, where it is something that we enjoy and something that we can do. And it doesn't have to be like so proper, like, clutch my pearls. Like we do. Right. We do know sex is a thing. We do know this thing, we do know these are actual things, but it has to be done
a right way
through God's perspective.
Yeah.
And what we believe. So, most definitely we are changing the things that we enjoy, and we're not losing them. We're just changing them around, because you can't have a book that does, briefly describes, sex and still bring, glory to God. And you can have a authentic fantasy book and still bring glory to God, and not lose anything that makes those kind of stuff great. It's just a different perspective.
Yeah, definitely. But anyways, I hope you guys enjoy this. I know this is kind of like a really short video, update. We have a lot of big plans. God's changed a lot of what we wanted to do. And like I've said before, and like Miguel has said, we make this a God thing. We don't, we put him at the forefront. We don't do, we don't just publish an episode, You know what I mean? So, at the end of the day, it's hard. It's hard doing, like Miguel said, it's some things are hard, some things are not. So, at the end of the day, we want to give all glory to God, because he's the one that allows us to do this day in and day out. And when times get tough, or people interrupt, or stuff like that, so it does get kind of annoying. But at the end of the day, we still have to be gracious that God has given us the opportunity to do this. And I think that's all I have to add. Stay tuned to this week. Stay tuned to next Sunday. Next Sunday is actually Pentecost Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Pentecost Sunday.
So we might have, we'll have to discuss some things about that. But anyways, I hope everybody has a wonderful, beautiful night. Remember, God bless, and amen.
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 Have a good night.